From India's largest newsroom, I'm Arun George, and this is the Times of India podcast. A new Lancet report says that roughly 80 million Indians, including 1 million in the 5 to 19 age group, may be obese. The report had some good news for India though, showing that while obesity may have risen between 1990 and 2022, there has also been a reduction in malnutrition in India. The report says that while India is among the leading countries as far as malnutrition characterized by thinness and undernutrition is concerned, now the rate of obesity has grown at an alarming rate between 1990 and 2022. In today's episode, my colleague Alka Dupkar and I are in conversation with Dr. Guha Pradeepa from the Madras Diabetes Research Foundation in Chennai. Dr. Guha is one of the co-authors of the Lancet report. She talks about what the report reveals and what Indians need to do given the number of people with obesity is still far less than other developed economies. Alka started by asking her why the report presents an alarming trend for India.
Let's start with understanding the latest Lancet report from the Indian perspective. Why do you think it reveals an alarming trend?
Yes, this study is very, very important for the nation currently, because you can see the dual burden of obesity as well as undernutrition among children and adults.
Dr. Guha says it's important for us to know obesity estimates because it's a factor behind things like heart disease and diabetes, which are called NCDs or non-communicable diseases.
It's a common risk factor for the other NCDs like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So it is very important that we know the burden of obesity so that we can plan how this can be curbed so that we can reduce the risk of developing NCDs among children as well as adults. So as per this study, the obesity rate has increased from 0.1% in 1990 to 3.1% in 2022 for girls, and from 0.2% to 3.9% for boys. This is really alarming. And also, you can see that obesity among women has increased from 1.2% in 1990 to 9.8% in 2022, and from 0.5% to 5.4% among men.
But while there has been a rise in the number of people who can be classified as obese, the study also shows that the number of people classified as underweight has dramatically reduced in 30 years.
At the same time, the study also found that those who are classified as underweight declined from 41.7% in 1990 to 13.7% in 2022, and from 39.8% to 12.5% for men. And among children, there was a 7% decline among girls and 23.5% among boys.
What for you is the most worrying aspect of the findings from this study?
One is children are becoming more obese at a younger age, and this goes through their life course. And if you consider girls and women, since they have many like puberty, pregnancy, then going to menopause, so many stages, there is a reason for them to, the obesity increases gradually from childhood. So that is alarming, where you can see that women, the percentage, the millions are more among women compared to men. So all these biological changes influence women, and the obesity rates are high among them. They have to take care, women particularly, because they don't think it is important to look at, take care of their health, whereas they only want to take care of their family's health. They're not taking care of themselves. That's very, very important.
Also, could you talk about the non-communicable diseases, the burden that India has, and the findings of the study? What does it reveal about how vulnerable we are to these non-communicable diseases?
Non-communicable diseases include cardiovascular disease, cancers, respiratory disorders, diabetes. So what happens is this increase is seen due to various causes, including lifestyle changes, urbanization. Earlier, it was very less. Now, it is really a huge burden in India. And you can see that the common risk factors are there, like hypertension, obesity. All these are common risk factors, NCDs. And you can see that due to the stress which people are undergoing now, work stress, the at home, children have stress in, at school, studying. So earlier it was all mostly playful and the children used to play, but now schools mostly, they do not have place like for doing their physical activity. When you go to a workplace, mostly they are sitting. So the sedentarism has increased and the screen time, mobile time, that has all increased, which is one of the cause, as well as the diet pattern. When you look at diet pattern, the traditional diets, including whole grains, pulses, fruits and vegetables, green leafy vegetables, all this has disappeared. And now all refined foods, sugary items like drinks and everything has come up, and also junk foods. So the intake of fruits and vegetables, which WHO recommends, is at least 5 servings per day of fruits and vegetables. But in our ICMR, India has said the national study, which we are the National Coordinating Center, Metas Diabetes Research Foundation, we found that only 2.5 is the servings they take, maximum, 2 to 2.5. So where, how will they get the recommendation? So now even WHO has increased the physical activity recommendation to 150 minutes per week to 300. We are not getting that 150 itself. How will people manage to get the 300 per week? But if they do have an idea and think about how they have to keep themselves fit, then all these have to be followed.
One of the headlines that, I mean, a lot of the media organizations focused on was the fact that 1.25 crore Indian children are now overweight. How much of a concern is that at this point, given it's still currently restricted to maybe the richest portion of India in a sense, and there is a large segment that isn't in that category just yet?
Schools have to promote good eating habits and increase physical activity. Apart from the regular classes, that is very, very important. That is mainly in the middle and upper social economic classes where I'm talking about. This has to be taken up by the schools to promote healthy living among children.
And what happens to those who are not in that category just yet? What for you is the action to be taken in that case where you have a lot of children who are perhaps not getting adequate nutrition?
Yes. That also we have to take care, and government has to look into this because this is mostly the lower socioeconomic group going into this category. And in schools, like noon meal, that is good. So maybe they can also give a breakfast to them. What we can say is even awareness to the people in lower socioeconomic, parents, we have to target parents there. So we need to see that parents give healthier foods. They have to increase their proper balanced diet as well as healthy diet.
But ma'am, wouldn't that be a problem, especially for somebody who is poorer? Because like it's something that even the study notes that for a poorer person, a healthier meal is costlier and is actually maybe out of reach.
As you say, even vegetables, fruits, all have become costly. So we cannot ask them to take 5 servings. At least 1 to 2 servings as whatever they are taking, because they've all forgotten about vegetables and fruits. One is cost. Then also like the unhealthy fat, saturated fat, which they are taking, fried items. So we can at least tell them that these foods are unhealthy, these foods are healthy. Give them the healthy choice. And see, millets and all are not that costly. So they have to move to traditional foods, which are low cost. So we need to give them ideas like which is healthy, which is non-healthy. Those we need to tell them and educate the parents, at least the women who are cooking for the children. That's very, very important.
There are also questions over the body mass index measure itself, about whether it is the best measure for obesity. So could you explain why BMI data was then used for this study, and are there any better metrics that you'd like to see for measurement of obesity, at least going ahead?
See, obesity can be measured in two ways. One is BMI, which regularly, we need a height and weight. The other one is waist circumference. Abdominal obesity is measured by using waist circumference. Many studies have shown that waist circumference, that is abdominal obesity, is more a risk than the generalized obesity, which we use BMI. So way forward, even just a waist measurement is just enough. So we do have a diabetes risk score with us, where we have just four simple questions, which is developed by MDRF. You need age, you need a waist circumference, even a pant size or whichever is. You need not have measure your waist there. You have a pant size, then family history, and how active are you? Just four simple questions. And we have a diabetes IDRS risk score. So this can be used to just screen whether they are at risk for diabetes. Even many studies have validated for other disorders also, whether this is useful. Even for identifying diabetes complications, we can use this. So simple risk tools are very important.
And are these trends, especially for the obesity numbers that are there, are they reversible in any way? And how would one even go about doing that?
Yes, now we are also showing that diabetes is reversible if you have lifestyle changes. Okay, just physical activity and dietary pattern changes and reducing stress. But what you can do is try to reduce the burden. So this needs effort from the government side, NGOs, schools, organizations, family itself. All of them need to take a few steps towards this. Then only the whole the burden can be reduced.
Basically, something that you'll point out in the paper also is that a lot of efforts are pointed at individuals, and you know, individuals are told you need to do something about it. But there is a larger systemic change also that's needed, right? And how do we go about changing that?
We need government policies, community initiatives, apart from individual actions. So children's parents as well as educators should be educated about the importance of balanced diet, regular physical activity, and the risks associated with obesity. Schools can incorporate nutrition and physical education into the curriculum to promote healthy habits right from the younger age. And also they need to know that at least for children, at least 60 minutes of physical activity per day is recommended so that they stay fit and healthy. And at the government level, policies that regulate the marketing and sale of unhealthy foods, that's very, very important, and beverages to children, such as restricting junk food advertisements targeted at children. Clear nutritional labeling is needed, and promoting healthier options in school canteens. All these can be implemented at the school level. Also, there should be increased accessibility and to affordable and healthy food choices, which is lacking now. And by bringing up these changes, it will be possible to reverse the trend of rising obesity rates among boys and girls as well as adults. We need a multifaceted approach to this.
So there is a push to label foods better here to improve nutritional information, particularly on processed foods. What does India need to do in this regard, given its consumption is still far lower than many advanced economies?
The consumption of processed food is lesser compared to Western countries, but it is of great concern here because that is also one cause which is leading to obesity and other health conditions. Now, there are some laws coming up saying that all processed foods should have labeling so that people are aware of what it contains. And this is coming up, and many of them are aware of that now. This is very useful, because the labeling is very, very important. And also, like even even other processed foods, like even in canned drinks and everything, how many calories it has, what artificial flavors have been added, everything The government is working on it, and it is very, actually, it is a good move to reduce this intake of processed foods. So once they are aware of what the contents are, then they will restrain from taking those items.
Today's episode was produced by Jairaj Singh and Sahil Gupta. For a daily spotlight on people, ideas and stories that matter, subscribe to us. We're available on TOI Plus, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts and all other platforms of your choice. For any news tips, email us at toipodcast@timesinternet.in.